So get your cups out again and put them in front of you. Are we ready? All right, so let's take a look at our cups. And we're going to start with the Ace of Cups. And just take a look at that. Notice that there is a dove holding a host that has a cross. And there are five streams of water pouring from the cup into the lake. And it's, you know, of course, aces are all new beginnings. And actually, they can also be independence and autonomy. Ones are, but that's also mostly for the Ace of Swords. But we'll talk about that later. So remember that we talked about birds, and particularly, certainly, doves would be emblematic of the spirit in the tarot and in other mystical symbology, okay? So we have the spirit, and of course, bringing the host, that's also indicative of a higher experience of life. Now, don't forget that five is the number of diversity, so there's five streams of water. So there's a lot of ways that you can bring spirituality in your life. There isn't only one way, okay? So that's there's a diversified way, okay? Now, water also is the emotional experience, okay? The emotions and psychism and spirituality are part of the astral experience, the astral plane, astral energy, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, honey. Okay, thank you, honey. And so what we have is with the astral energy, we can either get very We can either get very emotional and spend our water that way, or we can direct our water to our spiritual side. When I say direct our water, I mean that aspect, that element of our experience. So water can go to the emotional experience or it can go to the spiritual experience. And usually that's why, you know, Andrew Jackson Davis says that to be in the spiritual state, you have to be absolutely temperate and have a mild personality, because you can't be in a spiritual state if you're always twisted in emotional knots, right? Right? So, and that's part of that reading for your husband too, Cindy. So we have to realize that water, the water of emotions, mixes with the water of spirituality and psychism and intuition. And we can direct that in a higher plane or not. That's our free choice. Yes? What's that?
The W on the cup.
I don't know, unless it's water.
I have a question about the history of the tarot. So the dove then there's also the symbol of the cross.
The symbol of the
north, south, east, west. What is that?
The cross and the host. Yeah, that the host, since the host is Catholic, the cross is Catholic, sure. Okay, so So all of the aces are new beginnings, and also an I am card. So this is an I am of emotion and spirit, okay? Besides a new beginning of emotion and spirit, this is an I am of emotion and spirit, okay? It shows the deeper inner nature of a person, but it also can be the card of the self freely given. In terms of emotional and spirituality, it's a new beginning in home, a new beginning in love, a new beginning in emotional reality, and a new beginning in spirituality as well. But it also can be a new relationship, because cups is the suit of the heart and the home family relationship, as well as the emotions and the higher plane of the emotions, which of course would be the spirit. Okay, so really, the very first way I read this when I see it is I read the basic things about the cards. That's why I gave you that keyword page which you guys should actually have out so you can check it. I wanted to distill the meaning of the cards to one, two, three words. So this card essentially, in its most essential way, is a new beginning of heart and home. Meaning a new beginning of relationship, a new home. It could also mean new furniture, new reno, new home, new energy in the home. It could also mean a new person in the home, which could be like a baby, okay? So, although it's not the card of pregnancy. Joanne?
So, all the little,
are they yods? All those, I experience them as either water drops or fire drops, okay? And in this, it feels more to me as if they're water droplets. But indeed, if indeed they are fire droplets, and I actually checked with the Arthur Waite pictorial key, there isn't a lot relative about the other extraneous stuff in this card. So, but you know what, I'm gonna get that book out. If I have big blotches of water on my pants, just ignore that. Oh, and here's another good book, you guys. I just wanted to show it to you because we're not going to do much with it. And everybody here know who P.D. Ouspensky is? Anybody here know who P.D.? Okay, P.D. Ouspensky is one of the great Russian thinkers of all time, and he was one of the first to participate. There was, Gurdjieff. Who said that, Debbie? You do. Thank you. I couldn't remember it. It's funny because Spirit tells me their names all the time, and Gurdjieff is dead. You'd think he'd tell me. So Gurdjieff was practiced, and I don't remember the name of the practice either, but it's very holistic, very spiritual, very selfless, lots of detachment.
With the nine, and you found a little, it's like a,
okay. I don't remember the name, but there is a name for the mode of thought. And P.D. Ouspensky is one of his great chief practitioners and indeed teachers. Brilliant man. And I don't remember the name of his other book now either. Look up his books. Very cerebral, very academic, I'm going to tell you. So, what's it?
The Enneagram? Yeah.
Now, I don't think that's P.D. Ouspensky. And I'm not sure that's Gurdjieff, is it?
Brings it back to them?
All right, that's fine. I haven't studied enough Enneagram to say yay or nay about that. But it is. But the philosophy of Gurdjieff and Ouspensky are cool. Anyway, these are Meditations on the Tarot, the Major Arcana by P.D. Ouspensky. The symbolism of the tarot, philosophy of occultism, and that really, I'm going to be honest with you, it's very kind of surreal. It's a little trippy. His other books are very academic, but this book is a little trippy. But because he does, it's kind of like a meditation, and he puts the action to symbology to action. And this is symbolism of the tarot, and it's the. I don't know if you need the first word. Okay, and it's the philosophy of occultism in pictures and numbers.
Can I ask one question? I'd be curious about your opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think of Aleister Crowley?
Who?
Aleister Crowley.
No real fondness there, to be honest with you.
Okay,
yeah. It's kind of like.
A little dark.
Very dark. Yeah, very dark. Very, okay. Yeah, no. I don't like the Crowley deck. I don't like Aleister Crowley's. Aleister Crowley is about personal power, not about spiritual power, to me.
Paul Foster Case has an interesting book that goes into a lot of the detail in a deck that's almost exact. I mean, it's a spin-off of this.
What's the name of the
Paul
book?
Paul Foster Case. It's called The Tarot.
Okay.
And he discusses the specific.
Okay, good. Numbers, thank you.
But it doesn't have illustrated pips in his deck.
Okay.
But he goes through the major arcana and the
Paul Foster Case, everybody, if you want to take a look at that. Thank you, honey. So we're not going to get into this, but I wanted to bring it to you.
Sharon, can you pass that just so we can take a look at it?
sure, I'll just leave it over here on this desk. And also I brought Salvador Dali's tarot, the book. I didn't bring my cards. Linda has the cards. So if you want surreal, look at this. I used to actually read with the Dali deck. And it was like, you know, it's really out there. It's out there. But it's wonderful. I mean, his painting, I mean, to create 74 different paintings. Okay, so I'm going to the Ace of Cups in... Okay. There it is. The dew of water is falling on all sides. So according to weight, it's water droplets. Just so we know who designed it, what he meant. Okay. All right. So upright, it's new beginnings of home, family, relationships, all of anything that could be a new beginning of that energy. It doesn't require a move. It could require a reno. It could even be just new furniture in the living room. Okay. It could be a new child coming to stay, a foster child, that type of thing, although that would usually be indicated by children. Okay. So turn it upside down. And in this, if you're reading it in a spiritual way, the questioner is probably having a little bit of a difficulty getting in touch with their own spirituality, but it would be more likely to be a delay with a new beginning of a spiritual project, a new beginning of home, a new beginning of family. There's a delay with everything that it means upright. And sometimes the Ace of Cups reverse could mean that the emotions are overriding the spirit. Because water's emotions, and there's more water on top of the dove.
Can you read it as suppressing your emotions too? Because the hand is holding it down.
It would be the emotions overriding, or it could be depressing the spirit, but the emotion, it's the emotional quality.
Some people hold their emotions in,
uh-huh.
Suppressing their...
Depressing the emotions?
Yeah.
That's not an impossible read for that. More often than not, it is a delay with a new beginning of home, heart, family, relationship. More often than not, 80% of the time. About 20% of the time, it will speak more to the spirituality, but not always, not indeed even usually. Okay. All right. So let's look at our two. Any questions about that? Okay. Let's look at our Two of Cups. And these are two people handing each other a cup. You can't even tell if they're women or men. And that's fine because it's much more indicative of a relationship that is not a romantic one. It's more of a relationship of friendship. It could show a romantic relationship, but the most important meaning of this card is the equitability, the communication, the sharing. I call this the court of reciprocity. There's nobody giving more and nobody taking more, okay? Everybody's giving and taking in the exact same way, all right? It also can be a healing relationship coming to the questioner or someone around the questioner. But notice the caduceus underneath the lion with the wings, okay? So the caduceus is the snakes, the doctor signal. Over it's the snakes wrapping around the staff, that's called a caduceus. Yes, it's C-A-D-A-C-E-U-S. I think. If memory serves me. C-A-D-A-C. C-A-D-A-C-U-S is the Latin, and I think C-A-D-A-C-E-U-S is the Americanized or English version of the Latin. Okay. You know what? We could look it up.
Yeah.
Let's see if he has it in here. Yes. Oh, I was right. It's right in there.
One,
yes.
One count, please.
C-A-D-A-C-E-U-S. U-C-E-U-S. And he calls it the Caduceus of Hermes, of course, though it is now. And I'm sure that origination is correct. But of course, it now is indicative of healing, doctors, nurses, and people in healing professions. But when it comes in a relationship card, it's a healing relationship, a relationship that helps one to be whole, one to be well. Although it's very important that you tell the person you're reading for when you get this, that this relationship may be here or may be coming, but it's not a just because they tell you it's a healing relationship, it's not a relationship that's supposed to save you. Right? Because a lot of people have inequitable relationships. And if you see any indicators of inequitable relationships as a pattern through the cards or intuitively with the person you're reading for, don't tell them this and say, oh, this wonderful healing relationship is coming to you. And then they're going to think, oh, now I can actually be codependent with somebody who's going to take care of me instead of somebody who's going to dump on me. You got to be very clear. This is a healing relationship because it calls the both of you to take responsibility in it. Cindy?
I was going to ask if the wreaths on their heads are red and green, they're complementary colors. Is that why?
Let me see the colored one, honey.
The little hats or the little things?
The little wreaths.
Yeah.
Well, this one, the green one, it looks like a laurel wreath, which is success. And the red one, actually, I don't know what it looks like. It actually calls to mind English posies or English
roses.
But the red and green color wheel complementary colors.
Well, yeah, that would be, actually kind of yin and yang, yin and yang. But it doesn't mean the people are both men and a woman and a man.
No,
okay.
Complementary.
Yes, they do. And it, there is a little more yin and yang in that. So, okay, so turn it upside down. Yes, I'm sorry.
What is the lion?
I'm sorry?
The lion.
Who's talking? What? Oh, the lion and over the caduceus. The lion and the wings. The lion is Leo, but don't forget, we see a lot of the lion in the animals of Ezekiel depicted in a whole bunch of cards. Okay, so the lion is Leo, which is the ego, okay? But wings gives the ego spirit, okay? So just like the red and green are complementary, bringing balance, the lion brings the spirit, or the spirit uplifts the ego. Does that make sense? And we'll see lion as ego in a number of other cards here, okay? And because we bring spirit to the ego, we bring healing. That's why the caduceus comes out of the lion and the wings. See? Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. George?
I've read in a couple of places, like I believe it's the Wheel of Fortune has the apple.
Yes, so do a number of other cards.
Those related to the apostles. Now, I don't know if that has a significance or he just did that to get approval from the church.
He meaning the writer of the book?
Yeah, right.
Well, when we look at that, we'll take a look at weight. Even though weight is the designer of this deck, I don't give him authority in all things. So if it's to you, it's the apostles. I have never felt it's the apostles. They are the beasts of Ezekiel. And if I have a Bible at home, I'll see if I can bring that chapter and verse here. I don't know if I have one here. But even more importantly, it's the elements. The beasts of Ezekiel is no accident. In the Bible, they're fire, earth, air, and water. Right?
Also the four fixed signs of the zodiac.
That's right. That's
the four fixed signs of the zodiac. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. But they are definitely the elements, and which is extraordinarily important to understand the elemental implications of and bringing balance to that. Okay, so turn it over. So if this is good communication in a relationship and a healing relationship, Two of Cups reversed is a breakdown in communication with a friend, okay? Or being disappointed by a friend, or a breakup in a relationship or friendship. Okay. And if you have your keyword list out, you might have to not write as many things as you're writing. Now, I will give you more things than are on the keyword list because I wanted to keep the keyword list keywords. But you'll at least see that you don't have to write everything now. Okay, now, I want to tell you about this card in the sixth house of health. Because it has the Caduceus, it is the only card with the Caduceus in it. There are health implications here. Okay, if you get it upright in a sixth house of health, there is a practitioner who is going to be either going to be coming or who is present, who is going to be very helpful and bring and support healing. Cups are also what you ingest. So if it's not a personal practitioner, it could be a new diet, a new medicine. Although I will tell you that usually I get medicines by pentacles because they're pills. I don't know why. It's just what Spirit told me as I was reading. So, and it's proven to be the case. But cups are what you ingest. So it could be a new diet, new herbs, new teas, that type of thing that can be very helpful. All right. Now, upside down in the sixth house of health could indicate you're with the wrong doctor or you're not getting sound medical advice. If you ever say that, always remember to say, I'm not a doctor, I don't diagnose, you're responsible for your care. The cards would indicate that you maybe this doctor isn't clear or the best thing for you, at least get a second opinion. And then you choose whom you want to be with, right? Okay, so upside down, and also upside down, since it's the cups are what you ingest, and the caduceus is upside down, the cups are upside down, it could, in the sixth house of health, it could be your diet or you're drinking something not good for you. Okay, there's something that you shouldn't be drinking or eating. Okay, cups also in general can be alcohol, in the sixth house of health particularly. Okay, so if you get cups in a bad way, and actually that one might be the six of cups or the seven of cups, then you might actually have chemical dependency, alcohol dependency. Okay, any questions about this card? Upright or reversed? Okay, all right. Okay, so let's go on to the three of cups. We actually did most of them, didn't we? The celebration, a wedding, a party. You know, something coming to fruition, a success or a celebration in the autumn, but not necessarily exclusively in the autumn. Support in a network of people and sharing things with a partnership with two. It can be two or three females, but it can be males as well, because it's a partnership card and a joyful partnership card, okay? So, but reversed, we have a group of friends torn apart by one or more of the individuals or by an external situation, like somebody's husband gets transferred and, you know, the group, you know, isn't fully all there, you know, that kind of thing. Or it's a difficulty with a good friend or you being caught in the middle of two friends being on the outs, you know, that kind of thing. Any kind of implication of difficulty between two, three, four people, okay? And it could also mean a coworker that you enjoy leaving the company. That would be particularly true if it's in one of the workhouses, okay? Okay, any questions about the three of cups, up or down? Yes, back there. Say that again?
Would this be helpful in certain situations where somebody's asking a question about is there somebody else or is there an affair or that type of thing?
I don't quite.
A relationship and a lover?
An affair.
An affair. No.
Oh, okay.
No. An affair, not all three parties would be happy. This is happy. Upside down? No. 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 You're not going to get indications of affairs. By this joy, even this upside down card, it could be the breakup of a friendship and for any reason. It's not usually a breakup of a relationship because of a third person. This is somebody who, even upside down, it's three people who were together being tossed over. So there was togetherness at one point. And three people in an affair, there is no togetherness there with all three people. You understand the difference. Yes?
Could it be someone ruining your celebration?
Someone ruining your celebration upside down? Yes, if it was a significant someone. If yes, it's a difference of opinion or a distraction or a difficulty with one of the people that are involved. It wouldn't just be somebody that comes in and, you know, gets too drunk and that, no. So any other questions about the Three of Cups? Okay. All right. Okay, so let's take a look at the Four of Cups. Oh, and by the way, numerology 3 is the number of leisure and fun. So it's relaxing, releasing, enjoyment. It's also family in some ways and small groups. So I know we've been talking about the 5. I haven't mentioned any of the other numbers. Although we have talked about the 1. Okay, so the 4 of Swords, guess what the 4 is in numerology? Anybody know numerology? 4 is hard work. Hard work. Hard work. When I named my son, I didn't really care as much about the name as about the numerology. And I said, I just don't want him to be a 4. And so I said, and I told my husband, I don't care what the number is, just make it not be a 4. Because I don't want him to work hard. Man, was that a mistake. That was a flipping mistake, I can't tell you. Holy cow. Oh my God, 22. And no, I have to be honest with you. He just doesn't have his purpose. It's not that he's has no ambition. He just doesn't know what he has an ambition for. But anyway, I said, just no fours. And so he told my son, my husband didn't even tell me what the number was. He just said, oh, Devin Ronald is okay. That's not a 4. I found out at the age of 17, I had his chart done. And he's an 88. An 88. That is extraordinary, big, huge master. I will let you know if it ever comes to light. But multiples of 11 are mastery, and so 88. I mean, Mahatma Gandhi was 66. So we'll see if Devin comes into his 88. Anyway, 4 is hard work. So now, it's kind of, for those of you who know astrology, it's kind of like Saturn.
Yeah.
Okay? Saturn is like pushing a stone uphill. But you get to the top of the hill and you claim it. Saturn is hard work. 4 is hard work, but you also have success because of your hard work. So yes. All right. So here he is. The hand is trying to hand him another one, the fourth of third, 3-4 cups. He's already drunk 3. He's sick to his stomach. He's holding his stomach. He's going to puke. He's not happy. I'm holding my stomach. I can't do this anymore. Okay? This is the card of satiety. If you could say this one word for this card, this is the card of satiety. Total saturation. I'm done. I'm full. I can't take it anymore. This is making me sick. And it's not just food. It could be food or alcohol in the sixth house of health. But it's not, it's a situation making him sick. But there's work involved. It's a 4. And it's, as long as it's upright, as sick as he is about it, he's not changing it yet. I'm sick of this. Anyone here know anyone embroiled in a job where they say, I'm sick of it for 2 years?
Yeah.
5 years? 10 years?
Yes.
So that's the 4 of Cups, upright. Okay?
Sure.
Or relationship. George, go ahead.
Could this be a lack of gratitude or an inappreciative state of mind?
Not likely. You mean somebody who's not happy with what's being given to him?
I'm just looking at the picture. He's got physical blessings or opportunities, even blessings from spirit, and he's not looking at them.
No, he's not looking at them, because, no, it really is a card of satiety, honey. I really have to say it's much more, he's sated. He's sated. Okay, let me read Wade. His expression is one of discontent. Discontent with his environment. Really discontent with what the heck is given that he has to keep drinking. Okay? So that's really the energy of the card. Now, so it's anybody who's sick of a situation, a job, a relationship, a situation of poverty, a situation of somebody who loves their job but has to travel all the time. Children. Short person. Somebody who has to travel all the time, they might love the job, but they might hate the travel. You see? So there's, even if it's not the whole thing that they hate, there's an element that they hate, that they really are sick of. Totally, totally. So I'm sick of this. I'm sick of not knowing where I'm. Even a situation of not being clear. I'm sick of not knowing where I'm going. I've been kind of hanging in limbo forever. What the heck does this mean? Why am I doing this? Okay? That's what that is. Now turn it over. What do you think?
It doesn't look any better.
But the cups aren't full anymore. Even the fourth cup isn't full. Yes, I'm done. I'm done. This is a very good card upside down. I'm done. I've been sick of this too long. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm leaving my seat. He's literally leaving the place where he was. Okay? So he's done. And so that's a very good card.
So this would be considered a card of action now.
Yes. A card of leaving what he's sick of. Yes. No, not necessarily. It's just a way that the universe is giving.
So it's the universe. Whatever,
and the universe gives challenges as well as benefits, right? So yeah, right. So yeah. So the time to act is now. The situation or the condition of satiety, whatever he's sick of, he's bringing to an end. It's not it ending. Be clear with your person that you're reading for. It's not it ending, because it's something that could linger on forever. You know, it's him ending it, okay? Okay, I will tell you that my interpretation of this card reverse is not the same as Waite's, but I don't care. The upright is the same, but, okay. All right, so let's take a look at our Five of Cups. This is a pretty telling card. This is easy, and this is a story. This has a whole story in it. Anybody want to go for it?
Debbie? The immediate impression is depression. Three of the cups are empty and two are full. Doesn't see the two that are full.
Right.
Staring and wallowing in the ones that
are empty. Exactly. Focus on loss. Wow. Total focus on loss. Yes. Exactly. Two cups on the right, which is future. Three cups on the past, which on the left, which are past. And it doesn't have to be deep past. Although, it can be deep past if the person you're reading for is still grieving over, like, a lost relationship from 5 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? The time element is just that it's past, whenever it is past.
And then if he gets over the emotions of the river,
right. If he turns around, picks up those two full cups, walks into the horizon, bridges are, whether it's tarot or mediumship or psychic, bridges are indicators of transition. The opportunity to move from one level to another, from one situation to another. And it is over the water, over the emotions, and indeed the astral energy crossing that into the new lands where there's homes and trees and all of that other stuff. So this is a card very much of free will. This is a card, of course, every card is free will. There's nothing written in stone. But the person for whom you're reading has the freedom to choose. Are we going this way? Or are we going that way? Okay. Am I going to keep living in the loss? And look, he He's even wearing black crepe. Everybody know what black crepe is? Black crepe is what the material that they used to cover mourners in. Back in the ancient, back in the Victorian England, they would actually hire, actually, all the way back to the 1500s, they would hire mourners. And the more mourners you had, the more important you were, or whatever have you. So they would hire mourners just off the street, and they'd come in their street clothes, and they would put black crepe around them. Or they would also decorate and bunt the carriage in black crepe, so that the mourners would be identified as mourners. Yes?
I'm just reminded of an expression from my childhood. If somebody was a real wet blanket,
they were crepe hanging. That's right. Yeah. That's right, crepe hanging. You're a crepe hanger. That's what it means. You're hanging crepe like it's a funeral, right? Right? So, and there are crepe hangers all over the place. But not us, right? Not any of us. So, go ahead.
Cups. He didn't drink them, he actually spilt it.
Right.
So is there regret in being here?
There certainly is regret, but more importantly, there's loss and grief and not so much victimization, but just focusing on what I had, what I don't have anymore. Yes?
Would that be
self-pity? Oh, certainly. It would definitely be self-pity. Envy of others, and indeed, but mostly just this is somebody who's totally wrapped up in the self. Yeah. So all he has to do is pick up those cups in the that's right behind him. They're not far in the future. They're there for him to turn around and pick up. Yes.
I can see applications of this card where it's appropriate to feel this way. How do you know when somebody's just lost a loved one?
You do. It probably wouldn't come up, but even if it did come up in their reading, if someone's just lost a loved one, if someone's just gotten a divorce, if someone's just been fired, or even within the last few months, or even a year for a loss, for Pete's sake, or a year and a half, you have to understand the phases of grief, and it takes a couple of years for people to really go through the phases of grief. Can't stand it when medium says, oh, you're grieving too much, you're keeping him trapped. It's like, get me a gun. Grief takes 2 years before you even begin to think, not even that there can be a normal life again, but that you can actually start to have breakfast and lunch and dinner normally. You can actually start living it that way. You know, you have to just, but there's ways you can study that. But if you get this for somebody with a loss, you use it as an assurance. You're having this loss, you're really feeling this grief, but look, right behind you, there's two cups. And whenever you're ready, you could turn around and find out what can fulfill you now. And even, yes, you'll still feel loss, but there are the two cups, and there is something coming that's going to be very fulfilling for you. You can start to look for it when you're ready, right? So give them the opportunity, and don't make them wrong for grieving. Okay, so upside down, all the cups are empty, and it's a pretty crappy card. It's destitution, despair, bitterness, grief, depression. It's extraordinary loss, and it's not just a feeling as if I'm focused on my loss. There's a lot of loss for the person to deal with. It's not just an attitude of loss, it's actual. Not that the other way, there was actual loss, but then the attitude became great. You see what I'm saying? But now, there's just so much loss around the questioner or around someone in their life that you have to say, you just have to go through this period. There's a time of loss here for you. It feels as if things have fallen apart around you. But realize that all things come and go. All things are in their phases. And, you know, and talk about those phases and say, you know, this too will end. But realize, you know, take care of yourself while you're in this stage. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Do what you need to do for yourself. Because there's a lot of things that feel like nothing's helping you. So help yourself right now. You know, give them some support because it's a rough time. Yes, Debbie?
Would you also recommend that they maybe, if they need it, seek professional help?
Absolutely. 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 Especially if you were to get this house in the in one of the psychological houses or the transformation house. So, okay. All right. Any questions about the five? Upright or reversed? Okay. Let's take a look at the six. We did talk about the six a little bit earlier, especially when we were doing the action of the cards. So, but let's take a look. It's children in the wonderful garden. A little boy giving a little cup full of flowers, cups full of flowers everywhere. You couldn't have a more idyllic image. Just a beautiful, rich house. There is a man walking to the house, not really paying attention to the children. Again, only if you are drawn to notice that man should you take a look at talking about an absentee parent or someone who is not doesn't feel there for you or that kind of thing, okay? So in the upright position, it speaks mostly to siblings and relationships that are like siblings. If you would get this in a house of children, it could be the children of the reader, okay? So it could be the children of the person for whom you're reading. It could be the questioner's children or the questioner's childhood, okay? But siblings are important in this, all right? There's a strong attachment to a brother or sister or someone who is like a brother or sister, okay? Now, if it comes up as for an adult, referencing, especially like if it comes up in the third house, which is siblings, and there's children, there could be a relationship from the childhood of the questioner or just a sibling relationship that now needs to be focused on, now needs to call their attention. And you don't have to determine. You could just say, what's up with one of your brothers or sisters? There's importance for you here to either connect with them or, and just let me know what's going on so I can elaborate here. And they could tell you what's happening, all right? Okay. Now, upside down, it's all of that stuff reversed. There's a break in your relationship with a sibling. And friction between siblings. It may not be your questioner. Your questioner could have two sisters who are fighting. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's friction there, okay? So there's a lot of different difficulties with siblings when this card is reversed. One of the siblings could be having a rough time, or there could be a sibling. For instance, the questioner could be worried about a sibling. There could be friction between the siblings, or one of the siblings is having a rough time, and the questioner or someone else, or mom even, are worried about the siblings. But one of the siblings is upside down, at least, if not more than one, if the sibling card is upside down. It's that easy. Okay. Now, upside down in the sixth house of health, there could be, actually, this would be more like the sixth house. Why did I put sixth house there? Oh, when we do the Wheel of Fortune, the fifth house is the house of children, okay? The sixth house is the house of health, daily work, pets, animals, co-workers. But the sixth house is also the house of the second born. This is going to be a little bit of a challenge, okay? But I'm going to teach you it all. Don't worry. We'll work it. We'll work it. So if this card comes up reversed in the sixth house, the issue is with the second born, okay? The second born of the person or the second born sibling. The second born sibling of the questioner or the second born child of the questioner, okay? If it comes up reversed in the fifth house, there could actually have been a loss of children, a miscarriage, something like that, because the fifth house is the house of children. But it also can show a mother's concern for children.
It's also the firstborn.
Yes, it's also the firstborn. It could be something specifically concerning about the firstborn. Since it's all children, it could all be all children in general. And also, if it's reversed in the fifth house or the fourth house, and the person doesn't have children, there could be a real focus on the lack of children. Like, I have an empty nest before I even had a nest. You know, for someone who's trying to get pregnant, somebody who's not being successful. Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. All right. Some of these things have lots of layers. Okay, let's take a look at the Seven of Cups. Okay, so a man in the foreground is looking at all of these filled cups, right? Okay, and they're filled with a bunch of different things. Let's see what Waite has to say, if he says anything. Now there's one paragraph, literally. Strange chalices of vision, but the images are more especially those of the fantastic spirit. Okay, so which one is the spirit? Anybody?
Pink.
The what? The what?
The one that's on one.
Pink?
Covered,
the veiled one, yes.
Veiled.
This, I call, the name for this card for me is called the veiled spirit, okay? This is a person who's looking at home, friends, money, strength, emotions, accumulation, their own personal power depicted by the royal laurel wreath. See, even though Waite doesn't talk about all these things, if you study symbols, you know what they mean, right? So he's dealing with all of these different lower emotions and higher emotions and academics and other people and money and home. And he's too busy dealing with all of that to deal with his spirit. His spirit's dead center, but it's veiled because everything else has the priority. Okay? Too busy or too preoccupied with daily mundane activities and the lower emotions of the physical world to pay attention to the needs of his spirit.
So what's that lizard thing?
The lizard thing are the lower emotions. The snake thing, believe it or not, the snake is wisdom and knowledge.
And he's golden, he's higher up.
Okay.
That
yeah, the lizard is the lower emotions. The laurel wreath is personal power, reputation. The jewels are acquisitions. The house is the home. The head is the other people.
So he's got it all set, the laurel and ground in front
of him. Yeah.
What's the wreath?
Say again?
The laurel
wreath is personal power. It's what they used, the Romans used to use on their head when they came in and on a tribute parade after they killed a whole bunch of people and took them slaves.
Do you see the skull on the
What's that, honey?
The skull underneath the laurel
wreath. Let me look at it in color, honey. Oh, yeah. Well, that's because, I mean, that literally the Romans did used to just go take and, I mean, kill people for it. The laurel wreath of success is, yes, it can indicate a tribute of success. And in the Five of Wands, we will see that it does so. But you don't get... in ancient times, you didn't get the laurel wreath without stepping on a number of skulls.
Yeah.
So.
Can you say what the gold snake and the lizard is again?
The lizard is the lower emotions, and the gold snake in the tarot, the snake, you understand the magician when we do the major arcana, the snake around his belt that is his belt, actually, and it's knowledge. Learning, understanding. It's acquisition of information, so to speak. It's not necessarily wisdom. I said it was wisdom. It's more like knowledge. And there's a difference. So okay. So lots of different things in that card. George?
The head, did you say that that's other people or spirit?
It's other people. It's other people. Spirit is the veil with the aura. The aura is actually coming through. It shows you can't hide the spirit even if you try to hide the spirit. Right? Right? You can't hide it. So... The oars, well, it's pink over here. That is redder there. It's pinker over there. Yours is redder, too. Yeah. Red is action. Pink is love. This is much pinker. Yes?
I got this last night when I was reading somebody, and when I first looked at it, it kind of kept saying, you're choosing this spirit. At the point, I just knew it was the pink. But you're getting pieces from everything else, but this is the direction you're going in.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like, no?
Yeah. Only because the spirit is veiled.
Oh, okay.
That's a very telling thing.
Okay.
Okay, because the spirit is veiled, it's the spirit is there for you to choose, and you even may know that.
Yeah.
But you, and indeed you can choose that, but you have all these other things that you're not making time for the spirit.
Oh.
You're not making time, discipline, effort, quality, effort.
Could this be a lack of focus?
Not just a lack of focus. You mean like when a person is scattered and has 16 balls in the air,
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes.
Not exclusively that. It certainly implies that. But the lack of focus is really on the spirit, because the spirit is veiled. Okay, if the spirit were shown, then you would be doing everything and still be engaged with the spirit, see? So, but there is a lack of focus on the spirit because of the personal world things. Debbie?
What's that blue gorgonal or whatever?
Oh, that's a, yeah, that's the lower emotions.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's just
uh-huh. So, any questions about that? Okay, turn it upside down. Right, the veil falls off. Bingo. And all the other positions kind of lose their place as priorities, right? So.
So it's a good card.
Yeah. Finding your spirit in amidst all of the other things, all of the other trials, really being able to focus on your spirit, unveiling the spirit, moving right into a sense of spirit as opposed to just dealing with all the other things in your life. He's put his priorities in order, and although he still could be very busy, they're not taking the priority, okay? Any questions about that? Okay, excellent. Let's take a look at the Eight of Cups. We talked about this a little bit earlier, too. Okay, so we talked about this. This is a guy who is done building his wall of cups. He's ready to move on. He is moving on in the night, which means it's an intuitive, reflective, and perhaps partially emotionally stimulated move. And it doesn't mean, it could be, this is one of the moving cards, like when people are moving house. But it's also a card of change, moving to a new job, changing locations at your job, changing jobs, even within your job, changing like within your company, all sorts of different changes and moves. It can be a literal move, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a literal move. So anyway, and of course, he's got a stick. Notice the terrain. The terrain is not good. The terrain is not good. So he knows that he needs a walking stick, but he is leaving by the light of the full moon. But the moon is really shown in two different phases there. And that's really emblematic of this move requiring more than one phase. Maybe we have to lay the foundation for the move before we can move. Maybe we have to get in touch with other people. Maybe if it's an actual move, the husband might move first and then the partner move. Do you see? I mean, there could be literally very precisely two different phases or even more of this move. Yes?
Could it also be a time period, in other words, from the full moon to a new moon?
It could be, but I don't know if I would be that specific. That's not impossible. But not every time you get this will be a two-week experience. It could be occasionally, but not every time.
But more two phases.
Yes, it's more two phases, because the phases of the moon. And indeed, don't forget that the moon is about changes, okay? So the moon, with the moon being about changes, there could be changes about the move. Okay, you might think of it happening in this way, then you get a whole bunch of new information, and it has to happen a whole second way, and that could create the two phases. So there's changeability with the move, phases with the move, but a determination a determination to move on. I'm done with this. I want to move forward. Any questions, Lucinda? Oh, you look like you have a question in your eyes.
Not yet.
Oh, I know the question. When am I going to move? What are my phases? What are my phases? That's what she's saying. Okay, any questions about that? Sometimes the reversal, if it is a literal move, and you get this in the house of the home or the career, because it could be a career move, and you get the reversal of this, the person could be knowing that there's a move coming, but there's a delay with the move. Or there are obstacles to a move if this is reversed, okay? It's not time to move yet, even if the person wishes it, okay? There might be obstacles. And even if there are none, there might be some unfinished business that has to be done before the move, or something unresolved to be resolved, okay? But there is a delay with a move or a change. Very infrequently, this will indicate a delay by the person's own procrastination and hesitance. But that's infrequent, I will tell you. Usually it's an actual delay, logistical delay, that type of thing. Okay, sometimes. If you get it in a house of psychology or feeling, it could be their own procrastination. But I will say, don't forget, the fourth house is the house of the heart and your feelings, but it's also the house of the home. So if you get this delayed, reversed in the fourth house of the home, it's going to be a delay with the move. Any questions? Okay. Okay, moving forward, the Nine of Cups. This is often called, and I often call it, the wish card. Okay? The guy sitting in front of a table with all of his nine cups full. Just a happy, happy dude. He kind of looks, see what I got, type of approach to life. It is a card of, what's that? Did someone say something? Okay, it is a card of material accumulation, fullness, happiness in the home, comfortable life. Sometimes it could be a person who's resting on what they've accumulated and maybe inactivity or lethargy. I have a lot of friends who call this the fat cat. I don't see it as the fat cat, though. More often than not, it is a wish fulfilled. Okay? It is a wish fulfilled. When you get this card, you can tell the person your wish is coming true. And you don't even have to know what the wish is. Okay? All right. Any questions about the upright? Okay, so turn it upside down. All the cups are empty, they're off the table, they've fallen away. This is a wish not received, a hoped for, expected event not taking place, or results not occurring. Emptiness, disappointment, and you know, a wish delayed, at least delayed or deferred. Yes, Debbie.
I forgot what we said for the eight turned upside down. Is that just delay, major delay? Did we even go over the reverse of the Eight of Cups?
The Eight of Cups.
Yeah, well,
yes, we talked about how it's a delay with moving on. It's a delay with, yes. Sometimes it can be the person procrastinating,
yeah, okay.
But usually it's an actual logistical delay.
Okay.
Sorry. Or financial delay for some reasons. Okay. All right. So any questions about the Nine of Cups? Nine in numerology is the number of completion. So although in the tarot cards, 10 is the end of each suit. So 9 doesn't show the exact completed state, but it's getting there. It's almost there. Okay. And this is certainly the completed state for the wish.
What is six?
Six is service. Community, service to the community. Okay, so Ten of Cups Isn't that a happy card?
Yes.
Okay. Man and woman, their children dancing beside them. The man and woman are arm in arm, looking up the rainbow above. This is a very idyllic life, very happy, successful, happy marriage, a union where both the man and woman have common ground. They're looking at the rainbow. They share the same goals, the same dreams. The rainbow is shared, okay? The cups in the rainbow is shared, okay? Happy, healthy children, serene, contented home life. Sometimes it's considered the card of marriage because it is the Ten of Cups, but it really is more than that. You will get this card with unmarried relationships because the relationship is one of real unity, joy, ease, that type of thing. Now, if you get this card and there are cards of difficulty around it, indeed, there could you get the could get the Lover's card reversed and this card upright. Remember how we talk about you don't just read the individual cards, but you understand why there's a relationship there. Okay, I mean talk about the relationship between the cards. Okay, so if you were to get the Two of Cups reversed, the Lover's reversed, or something else that would indicate an end of a marriage or a dislocation of a marriage or distancing in a relationship, and you have this card upright, there is that's an indication that first, the distance that you see in the reversed card could be just temporary, whether it's a temporary separation or indeed somebody traveling. Distance could actually just be distance, okay? Whenever there's cards where people are upside down and there's a break, it could be somebody just being in a different state or something, okay? So. But the foundation of the relationship is still sound, is still good, okay? Or the distance could be, there could be an emotional distance. In other words, the Lover's card reverse could indicate that the two people aren't seeing eye to eye the same way that they used to. But there's still a foundation of the Ten of Cups. Okay, so it's something we can get back to. Do you see? It's something we can get back to. Did you have your hand up, Antoinette?
I always see this card strongly as a card of gratitude. They're consciously...
They're aware of... Yes, I would say that both people are aware of what the other person gives and the support that they have in life. Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay, any questions about it upright? Okay, turn it upside down. And of course, that's a card of broken relationships, broken home, divorce, separation, dashed hopes. And a person could get this years after a broken home, years after a divorce. If they're still grieving the loss, if they haven't found somebody else, if their focus is on, they're still angry about the thing that their husband or their wife did, you could get this years and years later. Okay, you can also get this years later with people who went through a divorce 10 years ago and decided, I'm never marrying again. It has now become their attitude, not just a condition of life or a situation in their life. It has now become their attitude. No more marriage. Yes?
So it's bitterness. It's
yes.
Bitterness.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. If it's there for many, if it's there after a divorce or a separation of many years, yes. And indeed, I've had so many men clients who get a divorce and lose their shirt, literally. And they say, I'm never getting married again. I'll be in a relationship till the cows come home, but ain't no way I'm getting married again. I'm not going to ever put myself, even through the potential of having that happen to me. And so you'll get that with that, you'll get it reversed with that kind of attitude as well. So any questions about that? All right.
How do the children fit in with
you? The children is the happy home.
No.
Oh, it's a broken home. It's a broken home. So the children have to be broken too. I mean, the children don't get broken, but they have to be split between the mother and the father or whatever have you. But you will get this card reversed even with somebody who doesn't have children when their relationship breaks up. So, okay. So let's look at the Page of Cups. Okay, Cups is the suit of emotion. So this could be a child or a teenager who's sensitive, emotional, loving, that kind of thing, if it's a person. It could also mean new energy in the home. And sometimes it could show a new home, because the cups are the home, and he's got the fish in the cup. And it could be, what's that?
What does the fish mean?
The fish is a full cup. So it could be a new home, a new person in the home. There could be some redecoration again. That's another thing with the home, is something coming into the home and heart. It also could be pregnancy and childbirth, especially if you get it in the fifth or sixth houses, if it doesn't represent a specific child, okay? So reversed is separation from that kind of child, or obstacles blocking new home, new renovation, that type of thing. It also can be someone leaving the home, like an empty nest syndrome. You will get this upside down with in the fifth house or the sixth house or the fourth house with an empty nest syndrome, like when kids go to college. And sometimes in the fifth or sixth house, it could be a miscarriage. If you think it's that, don't say that. Yes?
Is the general feeling about the leaving a bit morose?
You mean upside down?
Yeah, because I'm thinking kids going to school, college.
Yes, oh yes, they're sad. Yes, yes, there's, yes, yes, absolutely. Yes, there's sadness with that. Yes, yes. Yes.
Excuse me.
I mean, unless the person, no, I was going to make a joke, but it was.
Finally.
Yes. Yes, unless the person, finally I get my art den back, or my sewing room back, or whatever. Yes, honey.
Do you have any comments on what some people call the stage cards, because they have a solid stage like the person is on?
Oh, yeah, and like the Ten of Cups, too.
Yeah, a number of them are.
A number of the cups are, yeah. I don't think most of the... I think the Page of Swords is on ground. I know the Ten of Cups is on a stage.
Yeah.
What is? The Two of Cups is on a stage? There's a number of cups that are on the stage, but I don't remember exactly. Is the Three? Well, the Two of Cups looks like it's on a stage, but yeah, that actually could be a stage, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Three isn't. Yeah, the Two, the Ten, the Page... I don't know if another one is. And indeed, I'm glad you brought that up, because I forgot to talk about it. And we should have talked about it, especially in the Ten of Cups, but it's appropriate to the Two of Cups and the Page of Cups as well. Whenever you see things that look like it's a stage and there's a backdrop on it, it could mean that this is your experience here of this loving family home. But we really have to continue to make the effort to activate it, make it real, you know, not just live in the appearance of it, okay? So for the Two of Cups, that would be, which is a relationship of very high communication. But the message with that, if you notice the stage part, only if it's just like noticing the little bits, if you notice the stage part, then you say, this, your relationship with your husband started off with great communication. It was wonderful. It still is wonderful. But I really feel that you have to continue to pursue this, the communication. Both of you need to continue to make the effort to keep it as fully rich and reciprocal as it had been in the past. Okay? And with the Ten of Cups, if you focus on or compelled by the stage part, what you could say with that is, this has been a loving, binding, beautiful relationship but you don't want to live in just the appearance of it. You know, a lot of people start taking people for granted when you live with somebody years and years and years. So make sure that you keep this beauty alive. You know, keep the sex alive, keep the joy alive, keep the compassion alive, keep the intimacy in communication as well as physical intimacy alive. Okay, but that's only if you're compelled by the stage part. Okay, all right, okay. And I don't think there's any stages in any other suit, to be honest with you. We'll keep your eye out and let me know. Okay, so Knight of Cups, remember, oh, and the Page of Cups can also be little piece of action, not just children, not just pregnancy, but a little piece of action in the home, okay? So again, it could be like painting or something like that. Okay, the Knight of Cups is larger action, and indeed, this of all the cards in the tarot deck is the strongest move card. There are other move cards, the Ten of Wands, the Eight of Cups, the Knight of Cups, and some others that I'm not remembering right now. But this is the bingo of the move card.
Like as in geographic move?
It could indicate a geographic move, but only if you get it in the ninth house. Or the third house.
The movement is like straight on to the right, to the future.
Yes, it's moving, he's moving from the left to the right, he's going to, about to cross over a river. There's could be a geographical move here, but it doesn't have to be so, okay? Also, Knight of Cups is also the, could be a heightened romantic activity in an existing relationship or a new relationship, okay? Upside down, it's a delay, and often a halting delay in a move. And there may be times when you get this card and the person you're reading for doesn't know that there's a move coming. You can tell them, whether you get it upright or reversed, you could tell them there's a move here. So remember that we got that because there's potential that's in the ethers. It may not happen this year, may not happen for a few years, but it's in the ethers, okay? Okay, any questions about that? All right. Okay, Queen of Cups. This is a female who is loving and supportive usually. More important, don't forget the queens and kings can all be roles. So the Queen of Cups is also the role of wife and mother. So if a woman gets this, that could indicate that they're going to be, that the role of wife and mother is soon to be upon them. Okay? All right. Okay. There's a lot of love here. This is a mother who is emotionally and supportive and extremely focused on family, okay? But if the woman is faced with a divorce, she can be very possessive and manipulative. It's like there's a fine line between mothering and smothering. Wanting the best for your husband and for yourself or your children and controlling. Wanting to control, you know. And we can kick into that, or she can kick into that very easily. And I have something that's, I had forgotten I'd written, but it's actually, I want to share it with you. Like the High Priestess, the Queen of Cups can be very two-sided. She can be nurturing, caring, supportive, and loving, or domineering, controlling, and fearful. Everything depends on her grasp of the spirit and situations in her life. Okay. Because the Queen of Cups is the woman of emotion. And when you get emotional, you can go places that really aren't the best way to go. You know, when you get too emotional. Okay?
So the cup that she's holding is very
ornate, yes. Mm-hmm. And she's, look at how focused she is on it. It's more like a chalice. It's not even a regular chalice. It's a ceremonial chalice, right? So how her, not only how she feels about her family, but how it, her family appears to her is very important. Maybe even an appearance to others, but it's really not as much that as appearance to her. Okay? She is extraordinarily focused.
What about the little kid hiding under the chair?
The kid hiding under the chair. That's a cherub carved in the chair. It's an angel. No?
Isn't it a mermaid? Like mermaid.
Let me see. Let me see a colored card.
Pulling a fish.
Huh?
I think it's carved in.
All right, we're going to go to wait, see if he even mentions it, which he probably won't. Yeah, she must not be very sexy since her legs are crossed. Yeah, see, he doesn't describe the throne at all. I see, yeah, you know what, you're right. The ones on top look like little mermaid children, too. They're not so much angels as mermaid children. They're mermaid children, I guess. Everybody, all over the crown. And there's a shell in the shell shape in her thing. It's the water. Cups are water. So she's ruled by her emotions. She's ruled by the water. That's what those are, to me, would be depicting. They're elements of the water. They live in the water. So she lives in the water. She lives in the water of her emotions.
And it also lives in spirit.
Yes, water, yes, yes. And that's the secondary, thank you. I was just in talking about the ceremonial chalice. That's the secondary implication of the higher religious, the ceremony, the higher state. But again, just like we talked about water, the emotions can go this way or can go this way. And that's why she's so kind of two-sided, because she can go that way as well as that way, okay? So if you have other cards around it that would indicate upliftment, you know, the judgment card, the angel Gabriel, the temperance card, all the other angel cards and star card, then you would read it as her spiritual energy, her emotions directed towards the spirit, so, okay. So, upside down though, let's turn it upside down. It could be a woman who is divorced, a woman who is in the middle of a breakup, a woman who's losing her family. A woman who's losing her home.
Sharon, you wouldn't see that as a woman who, the more negative side of that woman?
No, I would determine the more negative side of that person by the other cards.
Got it. Okay.
Because this actually, since it is so indicative of a position, a role of wife and mother, when it's reversed, we need that reversal to indicate the situation of the loss of the family, the loss of the home, the loss of the relationship. So it really is, that's why the other cards are so, you have to take it, you have to look, go right into the details and then take the whole global view, right? So, okay, all right. Okay, so sometimes, and it could be, it may not be your questioner who's getting a divorce. It could be a friend, a sister, and you'll see that by the house that it's in. You know, your sister is getting, if it's in the third house, it's a sister or a person who's like a sister, and the querent or the questioner is called to help that sister or give advice to that sister who's getting a divorce. Okay, now, upside down in the fifth or sixth house, it could be indicative of a difficulty getting pregnant. Okay, but it would be exclusively in those houses and not necessarily all of that. Okay. Not necessarily all the time. Okay, any questions about the Queen of Cups, upright or reversed? Okay, all right. Okay, so let's take a look at the King of Cups. He has lots of trouble getting pregnant. uh, Okay. So look at, even his necklace is a fish. There's no ground around this man. Anyone here, any men here a Cancer? Are you emotional?
Yes.
I applaud you for trying to, for maintaining your sanity. Cancer men have just, they're so yin and just all this stuff, and you're here, you are studying, you're turning all your emotional energy to spirit. Yay! Yay for Tom. Okay. All right. this, I would like liken the King of Cups to a Cancer man, but there's a Cancer man in the room. So. Highly, highly emotional man, if indeed it represents an individual. Like I said, it could represent the role of husband and father. You see, it can represent the role of husband and father. So it may not represent a man at all, but if it does represent a man, it's somebody who is sensitive, emotional, sometimes can be angry, because men don't know what to do often with their emotions. So it comes out as anger, or their frustration comes out as anger, okay? So if you get this in the house of the husband, then you're seeing that he could be at one hand, or has been at one hand, very caring and loving, but also can be too emotional, okay? So you talk to your client about that. You talk to your client, what does this mean? This actually can be somebody who's very, has their emotions open to their heart, or can be excessively overly emotional or overly reactive, okay? All right. So, and I see it often as the role of the husband and father. Okay? Okay. Reversed. This is separation from that man, a man who's been separated from his children or from his wife, a divorced man, feeling the loss of from a divorce or a breakup. It sometimes can be a man who would like, when it's reversed, sometimes it can be a man who would like to be married, but is hesitant at the same time, that gas brake kind of thing, okay? And it might be because of his own past history or fears, all right? So he's afraid to ask somebody to marry him. He might be in a relationship, or he goes through a number of, if you get this with a man, the reversal with a man, and he could go through a number of relationships over and over, but just doesn't complete them because he's just too afraid. Yes, there is a ship in that card in the background. And indeed, it's a big ship, it's a nice ship, and it certainly could be indicative of the man's business. But notice that the platform that his throne is on is just all surrounded by water. So his business, even if he's a good businessman, he makes business decisions by his emotions. George.
Sharon, you talked about the queen and king reversed as potential divorce.
Yes.
Would you look at the other court cards?
Not so much, because the other court cards do not represent marriage and family. Okay? That's why the queen and king of pentacles were, well, they were kind of divorce cards, divorced from their jobs. You know, break up from their work, their careers, you see. So it's all depends on the suit, what the role is. So this would be reversal of the role that it represents. Okay? All right. Okay. Well, that's it for the cups. Any questions at all about the cups in general, or any specific questions? Okay, good.